Hello, I am Jen Wilson, the Healing Rebel. This is Wednesday the 11th of October, and yesterday was World Mental Health Day. Last night we were at a lovely session at Bloom, which is Bloom Lifestyle Salon in Glasgow City Centre, with the Glasgow Girls Club business members for our accountability and growth meetup. And we had a really lovely session. Thank you to Julia for the meditation, and thank you to the girls at Bloom for the pamper session. So I got my GHD curls, which is not really me, but still riding them out today, and got a lovely neck and shoulder massage. One of the other options that they were given was a hand massage. I chose the neck massage because neck and shoulders are like rocks at the moment. But I was thinking, something that I always do at the start of my yoga classes is doing a hand and foot massage. Now, part of that is about mobilising the joints. Our hands we use all day long and probably don't think about them. Our feet we use all day long, and unless you come to my classes, you probably never think about your feet either. And I thought today's session I would take you through a little self hand massage. So grab yourself some nice oil or hand cream. If you have achy joints, using extra virgin olive oil can be really beneficial. Extra virgin olive oil is anti-inflammatory, and it's something that I have been using when I do my own skincare regime now for quite a few years, and I get inflammation in my skin due to the Crohn's. I have inflammation in my abdomen because of Crohn's and endometriosis. So using that oil really helps with reducing the inflammation. And for any of you who have followed me for any length of time will know that I am really invested in finding ways to reduce inflammation in your body, particularly if you live with chronic health condition, because when we go into flare with these chronic health conditions, it's the inflammation has come up, the inflammation has arisen. More often than not, that inflammation has been driven up by stress. So anything that we can do to help reduce our stress is beneficial. And taking touch is amazing. You might have seen on social media, there's some people say, you know, you need 4 hugs a day for maintenance, 8 hugs a day for happiness, 12 hugs a day for healing. Touch is so important, and if you live alone or if you work alone and don't have the opportunity to interact and to touch other people, or if you don't like touching other people or having other people touch you, then you can touch you. Your nervous system doesn't know that this hand on your hand is your hand touching your hands. Your mind knows that, but your nervous system doesn't. Your nervous system just feels the touch. So if we can make this touch loving, caring, healing, we're doing it with good intent, and then we use things that support that, then it's going to provide us a benefit. I'm also going to show you a couple of acupressure points on your hands that can help with reducing anxiety and calming you down. One of them is really beneficial if you are perimenopausal, menopausal, and experience hot flushes. It is like switching the heat off, so I will show you that when we are there. So the oil that I'm using is, well, it's extra virgin olive oil, and I've added some essential oils to it. What have I used in this? I've got chamomile, lavender, mint and lemon in this one. If you are on any medications, you need to make sure that any essential oils that you're using are not contraindication for that, because some essential oils are pharmaceutical grade oils, and they can interfere with some medications. So go to an aromatherapist or make sure that you check your information leaflet on your medication and the essential oils to make sure that there's no contraindications. there are some girls in that I can recommend that do lovely blends. Tina from Awesome Hugs is one of them. She does delightful blends. Don't think she uses olive oil as a base oil, but there are other oils that she uses that are also anti-inflammatory. Extra virgin olive oil is something that most people can have in their house, and you can just slather that on without adding any essential oils. Personally, I don't use essential oils every single day. A lot of essential oils are antimicrobial, and again, if you follow me, you will know that gut health is something that's really, really important for helping reduce inflammation in your body. And antimicrobial means antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal. If you've got an infection, that's excellent. That's what you want to get in there. But if you don't have an infection, then what it's going to do is it's going to kill off the good microbes. So being cautious, everything has its place. Don't drown yourself in anything. Don't drown yourself in water. Don't drown yourself in oxygen. Don't drown yourself in essential oils. So yeah, get something that you want to use. Try the olive oil if you do have aches and pains in your joints, and just see how it works for you. Coconut oil is also nice and anti-inflammatory, but if you have a tendency to a cold disposition, then coconut oil might make you feel more cold. If you have a hot disposition, then it can help you cool down. Olive oil doesn't interrupt the cold or the hot dispositions. It's a nice one that you can use regardless of what your constitution is. So we're going to get our hands. If you're wearing any rings, pop the rings off just so that they don't get all gunky and you can get in properly to your hands. I'm just going to take my hair bubble away. So just a little bit of oil on your hands and get that rub in. So as you're coating your hands, you're already starting to massage. So if you spend a lot of time on your phone, if you spend a lot of time at a laptop or a computer or holding on to something, any like crafts, knitting, art, drawing, writing, anything at all where you're using your hands and you're maybe in a static-ish position, or if your hands are just very, very much part of what you do on a day-to-day basis, if you're kneading bread, your hands are getting used, if you lift weights, your hands are getting used. And how often do you spend massaging, easing out that tension? When you go for a massage, I am guilty at forgetting sometimes to do people's arms or running out of time and not getting a chance to do arms and hands. But even when we do arms and hands, we don't spend a lot of time. It's kind of like a touch, 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 move on to the next part. We don't spend anywhere near as much time on our hands as we do neck, shoulders, back. So you can do this at any time that it's safe for you to do. So once you have that oil covered both hands, you've already started the massage, then going around the wrist and then working your way up each finger individually. So when you're going up the finger, we want to get the pads of the hand and the back of the hand. Circles round the joints in any direction. I would do a few circles in each direction. You're going around the nail bed and then come into the space between the fingers. So for many of us, particularly between the thumb and the index finger, this joint here can be very tender. It can be very tight, especially if this is the hand that you hold your phone in. Now, something that's important on this junction here, this pad in here is an acupressure point that when you press into it, calms you down. So if you're starting to feel anxious, you can feel a panic attack coming on, sitting, pressing in, just thumb on one side, index finger on the other, pressing in to that point, if you can see that on the video. And notice how tight that is. So if that's tight and you're an anxious person, the tension of the muscles round about that could be contributing to your anxiety. One of the previous videos, I was talking about gut health and anxiety. Also, muscle tension and anxiety kind of go hand in hand with each other, and it's a bit chicken and egg. Is the anxiety causing the muscle tension? Is the muscle tension causing the anxiety? So if you're feeling a bit nervous, a bit anxious, pressing onto this point, either hand, or do a little bit on both hands, can really help calm you down. And then we're just going to move on to the next finger. So starting at the wrist, up, palming back of the hand, all the way up. So you'll be able to feel that your finger doesn't stop at this knuckle where the webbing starts. Your finger actually stops right the way up at the wrist. It's the same in your feet. The toes don't stop just where we can see the webbing. The toes actually come halfway up your foot. And then going in that space between the finger and then up the next finger. And you might notice tenderness in some fingers that might surprise you, going between. So just work up the finger, then the space between the finger, all the way across. And you can spend as much time as you like. I'm just speeding up a wee bit here so that I'm not droning on at you for ages. So once you've got to the pinky, we're then I'm going to introduce you to the other acupressure point. This is the one for hot flushes. And also, if quite often when a hot flush happens, it's again chicken and egg, the anxiety thing. Anxiety driving the hot flush and you getting bothered about the hot flush then drives the anxiety. Finding your pinky and then about a thumb's width and then underneath that point. I've actually got creases on my wrist at those points, so I can find mine quite easily. Just here, and then you're pressing on. That will calm your hot flush down and calm you down, calm the mind. What I've noticed when I've been in a hot flush and I've gone to that point, it's actually been a wee bit tender. So it could be that acupressure point being tight is driving that problem. Is the acupressure points are to do with your meridian lines, and those are energy lines from the traditional Chinese medicine. Energy coming up and down, where there's blocks on these lines is where we start to get issues and problems and symptoms within our body. So by clearing the meridian lines, that then helps everything flow nicely, the energy flow nicely, and then you be in a state of better health. So you press on there and you can spend as long as you need to. And it's one of these things that if you're sitting in a meeting or you're sitting on the bus or the train or wherever you are, networking event, if you start to feel the anxiety or the hot flush, you can be standing chatting to somebody and you're pressing on that and nobody knows. You're just doing it. Or you could share with other people and then be able to spread the word so that other people can get the benefit. Once you've done hand number one, let's go over to hand number two. So same thing, starting from the wrist, working your way up the finger, circles round the knuckles, up over the nail beds, coming to your acupressure point, spending a little bit of time there, just noticing. And you might notice one hand feels more tender than the other. It might feel looser than the other, depending on what hand you hold your phone in. And then just working your way up. You might have pain and discomfort in different fingers. You can get hand reflexology, the same as you can get reflexology on your feet. So I imagine, and I don't know much about it more than you can get reflexology on your hands, that probably every part of your hand has a link to the organs through those meridian lines again. So any kind of touch that you're getting here, any kind of massage is going to be beneficial. Now while you're doing this, and I'm saying this a wee bit late into this video, I do apologise, make sure that you're not holding your breath and make sure you're not tense in the shoulders up around the ears. So try and keep as relaxed as possible and steady with your breath. So this, I've done videos on breathing techniques before. This could be a really nice opportunity for you to sit with your breath and get a wee hand massage in, so you're killing two birds with one stone. So once you've done pinky on this side, go to that wee acupressure point and just have a wee press in there. So you don't need to be symptomatic to press onto the acupressure points. Just coming in and checking in on them from time to time is beneficial. The menopause massage that I was trained to do by Urban Academy, who are fellow GGC members, that uses specific acupressure points to help with anxiety, with irregular menstruation, with heavy bleeds, with other symptoms that come up when you are menopausal, perimenopausal. And even if you're not, these symptoms can be symptoms of other health conditions, so endometriosis, Crohn's disease, colitis, lupus, arthritis, any of these other inflammatory conditions. These acupressure points can help with them as well. So if you are listening to this and you're thinking, I'm not menopausal and that I don't need that massage, you could still book in for that massage and it'd be a great benefit to you for other health conditions. Once you've done that, let's link the fingers in and just squeeze the hands, a wee bit of friction between the palms. And then I want you to notice how your fingers are linked and then adjust them all over to the other side and then do the same thing. So it's a wee squeeze and a wee bit of friction in the palms. And then lengthen the fingers out, give the hands a rub together, link the fingers, press the palms away, and then press the back of the hands away, press the palms away, and the back of the hands away. Let's make fists and go in for some wrist circles. So if you sit, if you type a lot or you write a lot, your wrists might be quite tight. And spread the fingers and go for those circles. A few in each direction. And then get the hands and shake off. And that is you. So if you've got any questions and you're watching this video somewhere where you can comment, then pop a wee comment in. Otherwise, you can send me a message on any of the social media platforms. I am Jen Wilson, Healing Rebel. And yeah, any questions, if you want to get booked in for a massage, please do reach out to me. My website is iamjenwilson.com. All the booking links are on there. And otherwise, I will see you next time.